Scholastic Audio presents Hold Fast by Blue Balliet. Read by Bonnie Turpin. Click. Uncertain origin. Noun. A brief, sharp sound, sometimes traced to a mechanical device, as with a camera or computer. A part of some African languages. Verb. To select. To become a success. To fit seamlessly together. Click. Taken with a cell phone camera, this family portrait. Dashiell Pearl, his wife Summer, and their kids, Early and Jubilation, a daughter and a son. They live in Woodlawn, once feared as the home of Chicago's most powerful gang, but now a quieter place. The family sits in two tidy rows on the chipped steps of a brick building, knees to backs, parents behind kids, hands sealing the foursome. Boy by girl behind girl by boy. Symmetrical and smiling. The father is pale, the mother dark, the kids Coco and Cinnamon. Eyes in this family are green, amber, and smoky topaz. Click. Dashiell takes most of the pictures, so he's rarely inside them. Here is Summer, her profile echoed by her son Juby's, as she reads Anne Cameron's The Stories Julian Tells aloud to him. Here is Early on the floor, with a pillow under her head, reading Roald Dahl's The BFG. Chestnut hair spreads in ringlets across blue cotton. Here is a pile of books, spines turned toward the camera. Click. Dashiell Pearl offered words to his kids from the day they were born. A man who loved language almost as much as color or taste or air. He explained to his daughter Early that words are everywhere and for everyone. Therefore, choosing, admiring, keeping, giving. They are treasures of inestimable value, Early heard him say many times. Even when she didn't know what inestimable meant, she understood from the careful way he said it. Dashiell played a game with Early and Juby. It began like this. He would throw his arms out and yell, "Words are free and plentiful!" From the time they learned to talk, one or the other would shout back, "Free! Plentiful!" Each time Dashiell sat down to read aloud, book in hand, he'd look sideways and whisper, "Words are..." One or both of the kids would whisper back the next three words, finishing a sentence that then opened the story. Three words with E and if inside them, Early thought. Sounds that could fly. Syllables that became wings with feathers and bones, weightless and yet sharp. Click. Here is a home in their neighborhood, one that invites dreams. Two stories are tucked beneath a steep roof, the walls a butter yellow. White curtains frame the windows and a cat peers out. The front door is Remember Me Green, the echo of a pine tree. The steps leading up to it are lighter, the shade of spring leaves. On the porch, rocking chairs and an old swing wait in all weathers. Red roses bloom in the yard each summer, and there's often a snowman with a carrot nose in winter. The Pearl family loves to stop and look at this house.
One day, Dashiell says, his happy boom encircling, "we'll have a home like this. A chance to stretch, to read in at least a dozen corners, and to run up and down stairs.
A chance to cook and eat in one place and sleep in another," Summer adds, "and to have a few secrets."
"Like what?" Juby squeaks, looking up at his mom. I don't want no secrets.
Any, his mom says gently, her eyes dreamy. Secrets can be lovely. They give you a chance to surprise people you love. Juby brightened.
Like a present?
Exactly. Early was busy counting something on the front of the house.
I look out at each window pane and wait, there's 20 of them. Then I'd stick a word of the day on our front fence just for people to take away in their heads.
Dashiell grinned. You my girl, Early. I'm on my way to getting us our own cozy home, and it'll feel so good I can taste it. A home for my son and our babies. He put his arm around Summer and kissed her neck.
Babies, said Juby, who was 4. No babies that I can see.
You guys are embarrassing, said Early, who was 11.
The 4 were silent for a moment, facing the house.
If we had to eat beans and greens for a year, no, 2 years, to get this house, would you do it, Juby?
His sister asked. Juby nodded and reached for his father's hand.
Beans and greens, he repeated.
The cat in the window pressed its paw suddenly against the glass, as if to welcome them all inside. Click. The Pearl family rents the biggest apartment they can afford. It is one room. Walk up 2 flights of stairs, turn right, follow a long hall with a bare bulb overhead, and you'll be at their front door, which is a dull, metallic gray. A neat sign next to the door in kid script says, "Welcome to our home." Beneath the letters is a bendy bathtub shape with 4 circles inside, an oyster shell sheltering 4 pearls. Once in the door, here's a small, cheerful world. The kitchen in one corner, across from a tiny bathroom just big enough for 1, a double bed mattress on the floor, behind a screen covered with a sunburst quilt, 2 neatly rolled up sleeping bags, and a pile of foam mats beneath the only window with a view. Peek out. Lots of sky and an empty lot nearby. Haven to tall weeds and small creatures like mice and rats. The other window is over the kitchen sink and faces a crumbling wall, one that sprouts emerald leaves and the tiniest of purple flowers. Dozens of pillows in bright colors line the edges of the room. The floor is speckled linoleum, cream, with lots of red, yellow, and blue. Lamps sit on small tables made from piles of old encyclopedias tied into neat packages with yellow police tape. A coffee table near the kitchen has low seats around it, each made from a plastic milk crate with a lawn chair cushion tied to the top. Only the bedding in the house was bought. All else was scavenged or invented. Everything has its place.
You could eat off this floor, Dashiell says with pride.
Summer adds, and we almost do, with a grin. Once after dinner, Juby slithered from under the table where he was playing trucks in a tunnel with a piece of macaroni stuck to his elbow.
Elbow macaroni, his father boomed.
Dashiell reached in his pocket and click, the elbow became a story. Click. Dashiell left on his bike each workday morning, in all weathers and seasons, to reach the station and ride the train that took him to Harold Washington, the huge public library in downtown Chicago. He worked on the 6th floor in history and social sciences, a tricky department that mixes fact, story, and legend. Dashiell's job as library page, one he'd had for several years now, was to sort, shelve, deliver, and process books, and sometimes to answer the phone or update computer entries. The librarian soon realized that he was an amazing reader, a gifted and hungry thinker. they knew he wanted to earn a library science degree one day. Dashiell learned quickly that working in a library meant knowing how to find answers to almost any kind of question. It also meant understanding changes in what people want to read, as well as finding a balance between the familiar and the new. A pleasure to teach. Dashiell would hear or see something once, and click, he had it. He was obviously a library page who was going places.